My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
That having a certain guy here and there on a given night isn't going to work.
See, now you just scared me a little bit because, yeah, who does? And I did the first part of it. No KD, Iguodala, Livingston, or Clay. Well, but
we're talking about McKinney. We're talking about Glenn Robinson.
But we're also talking about Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, you know, LeBron James, players like that who the Warriors usually had an answer for. Now, I don't want to say answer, but better, multiple players who could defend superstars.
A better answer than anybody else in the league did.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So I thought it was interesting, you know, hey, if you're really good at the other positions, can you play three by committee? And he said, don't even think like that.
Interesting. Wow. So that means he wants a starting three. But he doesn't have a lot of quality at that position.
I think
the best three they have is Klay Thompson.
Right.
He's the best three they have.
And see, and that I go back to Hader Proof's call in the sense that, you know, Hader Proof is saying, I'm excited about this, I'm excited about that. They still got 4 All-Stars. Well, Klay's not playing until March at the earliest.
And will he be an All-Star?
And Draymond Green, you know, was he an All-Star last year? No.
Right. And D'Angelo Russell was an injury replacement in the Eastern Conference.
But even if he is an All-Star, is it 2 All-Star? You're still starting with 2.
Right.
Can Draymond get back to being that kind of a player? Sure. No, I think he can. I think he's still within his prime. Can D'Angelo get better? Yes. But it's not a lock that they've got all these All-Stars necessarily.
Well, what I'm a little worried about with Draymond is how's his defense going to be? And even if I thought he slipped a little last year. Can we agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Now, Draymond slipping still puts him in the top 10% of defenders. But if he takes another slip, let's say he doesn't defend as well as he did last year. Well, he's still going to be a darn good defender. But maybe he'll just be a top 20 type defender at that point. To me, 2 years ago when he won the Defensive Player of the Year award, it was the greatest defensive season that ever's rung in my head like that. You know what I mean? Like, Gobert's won it, and I get it. He protects the rim and he blocks shots, but I really did think in all my years of watching the league, Draymond's defense 2 years ago was about as dominant as I've ever seen a defender.
He was pretty outstanding the first 3 rounds of the playoffs, too.
Yeah.
Was there a dip in the regular season? And the Raptors had posed some matchup problems for him and took it to him ways that we really haven't seen.
That's true.
But the first 3 rounds of the playoffs, I think you could make a case we're as good as he's ever played defensively. So I think to that point, he's still got it in the tank.
Yeah, but can he do it 75 games? I mean, of course he can because he's that good. But again, we're talking about – here's the other thing. I mean – with Steph Curry and with Draymond, are they likely more on the downside of their careers than on the upside of their careers? As much as we hate to think about it like that, there's a chance that both these guys may be asked to do a little bit more this year, but you know what? They're not improving anymore, so you'll pay a little bit more of a price for asking them to do more. And it's not going to show up like, boy, Draymond's playing lousy, but it's going to show up in that, you know, there's just going to be maybe a few more games where they don't play well, or maybe we're going to see a few more games this year where Curry is a volume scorer, and maybe there's more games this year where Draymond's in foul trouble because of all these kinds of things, and we just got to see how it shakes out. But different, it's going to be different.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. It's John Dickinson and Matt Steinmetz. We got a lot of people that want to squawk on the phone line, so we'll do that coming back here as we are at the Chase Center, Warrior Shop at Thrive City. More of your phone calls. Stop by, say hi. We're out here till 1 o'clock on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson and Matt Steinmetz. We're out here at the Warriors Shop at Thrive City. Right here at Chase Center. Warriors and the Lakers tonight here on 95.7 The Game. Going to be a lot of fun.
You mind if I maybe make a suggestion?
Jump right in.
Could we say, I think we got to call it a store.
Yeah.
Rather than a shop.
Well, that's the name.
Is
the name
really?
Is the Warriors Shop. Yeah.
They got to change that.
It's the Warrior Shop.
I mean, shop sounds like, you know, this is a store. This place is huge.
And you can get anything you need.
I'm going to talk to Rick Welts. We having Rick Welts on today by any chance?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, if we get Rick, you got to
take it. We're efforting that.
You got to change it to store.
We're efforting.
Or warehouse.
Well, one of the coolest
lumberyard
things, they were kind enough to set us up with customized jerseys.
Yes, they were.
Right? And this is one of the cool things that you can do. You can come down and you can pick which you want: the classic white, you want the classic blue, you want you can get the city, and you can put your name on it. You can put whatever number you want on it. They just do it right there for you. It took a couple minutes, and they our jerseys are hanging here.
Yeah.
Which is
Dickinson 18.
Yeah, 18.
You got Dickinson 18. I got Steinmetz 11.
Yeah, look, you owed to Clay Thompson.
That's for my daughter. I'm going to give it to my daughter. She likes Clay. It's her favorite player. Yeah. So hopefully she'll appreciate that and treat me a little better lately.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You need that.
Exactly.
So you can come down and get a customized jersey. And again, it works if you want your own name on it or, like you said, you're a gift for somebody.
Yep.
But it also works for, you know, maybe you can get a Curry jersey. You can get a Draymond jersey. You can get a Clay jersey. But, you know, maybe you are a big Glenn Robinson III fan.
Right.
Right? Maybe you are. And right. You know, maybe that jersey isn't just hanging here. And you say, you know what, give me the Glenn Robinson III 22.
And you know what else you could do, JD? You could engage in what we call wishful thinking. I mean, if you really wanted to, let's say, and I can say this, but the organization can't, you could go up there.
You could get a Giannis.
A Giannis. You could get a Warriors Antetokounmpo jersey. You just got to find out how to spell his last name and what number he wears, and there you got the Giannis on the Warriors.
Yeah, and it could be Giannis, and then you could maybe say Giannis 21 on the back,
exactly.
As in the year.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't want to put the jersey number that he's going to wear, just put Giannis in the year.
You can make your own Warriors All-Star team. You got Curry, Zion. You could put on the back of a Warrior jersey. You could put LeBron. That would make people go crazy. But yeah, you can do anything you want.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Let's get to some phone calls here. Mark Medina, good friend of the program, will join us at 12:30, and we may have a surprise Warriors guest between now and 1 o'clock as well. Let's go to Wonderful Warrior. Wonderful Warrior is up next here on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny, you are dynamite, and JD, you are super electric. You know what? I'm excited, just like Hater Proof, but I'm going to be more realistic here. The numerical proof is out there. Historically, the Warriors are a below 500 team without Klay Thompson playing. The Warriors don't really have anyone to replicate what Thompson brings in terms of being an on-ball defender against the other team's best perimeter player and able to limit the other team's space to score. But I'm still excited. It's kind of an experiment season to get started. So I think the spotlight will be really on Steve Kerr and how he will develop our younger players, and it will be a back to a fast-paced offense. I don't expect a lot from the Warriors this season, but I would like Steve Kerr, Ron Adams, and Jaren Collins to focus their energy on a defensive end. Because, J.D., you're a numbers guy. And remember that 105 points will be the magic number this season. Can the Warriors score over 105 points? And can the Warriors hold teams under 105 points? Because all the other wonderful Warrior playoff championship teams the past years have held up their opponents under 105 points. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wonderful War. I wanted to ask Wonderful War if he thought they were a playoff team, though, because it sounded like he was right there.
But I think they are. I think they are going into it. Like, it's. I don't think it's a lock, but I think if you're just penciling out eight teams, and we can do this now. If you're just penciling in eight teams, right?
Okay. Hold on. Let me get the standings.
No, no particular order.
Okay.
Right? I'll read them as you get them. But okay. I think
you want to play better or worse?
We could play better or worse, too. We got calls. But okay. Let's just do the eight real quick. Clippers are in, right?
Yes.
Are in. Just going into the year. Look, things can change.
Right.
Lakers are in, right?
Yep.
I got Lakers with Oklahoma City spot. I got Lakers in, Oklahoma City out from the eight that made it last year.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go eight teams at this point.
Utah, I think they're in.
Yeah, they're in.
Okay, that's three. Portland's in. That's four. Ooh, okay.
I know. That's where we are. And I know it. They made the Western Conference Finals last year.
Denver's in
for me. I'll give you Portland.
Denver's in for me. That's five.
Okay.
And then I think the Warriors, the Rockets, and the Spurs. So it's the eight that made it last year. Take Oklahoma City out and put the Lakers in.
Okay. I always feel like there's a team that's going to be better than you think and a team that's going to be worse, at least.
Okay.
So I think the team that's going to be...
San Antonio? Better than you think?
No. Not better than I think.
Or maybe a team outside of the eight. Who's the best team of the next eight? Or the next seven? Like, I'll read them to you. Sacramento,
exactly.
New Orleans, Dallas, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Memphis, or Phoenix. Of those seven.
I'm going to say the Pelicans.
Okay.
But you know what? That's a crapshoot. Those seven teams are a crapshoot, no doubt about it. I think the Pelicans have an upside. I don't know if they can reach it this year. Phoenix is still a long way away. The Thunder, I don't think they're as bad as people think they are right now, but they're not a playoff team either. Minnesota is a little bit interesting because nobody's high on them anymore. Like,
Not even thought of.
If it were 2 years ago, they'd be up in the top eight, but now it feels like they've been figured out. I think Memphis is going to be better than people think, but again, they're not a playoff team. The team that I think could really struggle, believe it or not, Dallas. I'm not convinced Dallas is ascending because I don't know anything about Porzingis. And I agree with you on the Kings. I wonder what their over-under is this year.
I want to say it's 37.
Okay, because I would go under 39 from last year.
Yeah.
I I know people in Sacramento.
They could be a better team and not win as many. If that makes sense.
If you're a Kings fan and you say, well, and you hear me say, I don't know if they can win 39, you're probably like, what does this guy know? They're better.
What's that national media?
Well, I just think it's tough. I mean, I think they won a lot of games last year, particularly the first, let's say, 60% of the season.
They basically won every close game.
Yeah, so they're the team.
Not against wasn't against the Warriors.
I'm not saying these teams are equal, but I have the same concern a little bit with the Kings and the Atlanta Hawks, was they were better than people thought they were going to be last year, so now maybe we're expecting too much out of them this year. That's what I worry about with the Kings.
Let's keep it moving on the phone lines. Drop of the Hat Matt. Drop of the Hat Matt in San Francisco is up here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Drop of the Hat?
What's up? Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Okay. My take on the Warriors is that we have a lot of all-stars that might not really be all-stars this year, right, due to the fact Klay Thompson is injured, Draymond Green, and then we have a lot of stars in the Western, right? Anyway, we kind of going to be like the San Francisco Giants. We paid all these players a lot of money, and due to the fact that, you know, Jacob got the news, and they want to tell the fan that we still going to be contending this, that, and the other. But what happened if we struggle because we don't have a bank, and everybody's young and it's unknown? What do the Warriors do before the trade deadline? Do they sell or do they keep the team? Like, we look at the.
I think we're losing
drop of that map. But
it sounds to me like he's concerned. I think what it sounds to me like what Drop of the Hat is saying is, well, what if they're, you know, what if they're 20 and 28 and it's trade deadline time? Now what do you do?
That's that'd be a problem.
Right. That would be. But again, I mean, with all due respect, yeah, it'd be a problem, but if it happens, if you're a Warrior fan, I think you have to be prepared for it. That's what I'm saying. I think you have to be prepared for it. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, one guy gets nicked up and is out for a month. Curry misses 3-4 weeks. I mean, they don't have that kind of room for error anymore. So do I think the Warriors are going to be 20 and 28 or 20 and 20, 20 and 30? And are they going to make a move? Are they going to try to do something or not? It's within the realm of possibility, but I wouldn't bet on it, but it certainly could happen.
Gene in Oakland. Gene, what's up, Gene? Thanks for calling in. You're on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Gene.
We're back-to-back rough connections.
There's a
couple of our regular guys here.
You know, one team that it's unbelievable. The team that probably hasn't been talked about at all is the team that I still would say is the favorite in the West, and it's the Denver Nuggets. And because they are, of all the teams, they're the team that's changed the least, that was the youngest, and the team that was growing the most. They got a star player in Jokic who's going to try to become a superstar. They got a way to play. They got a good coach. You would expect them to kind of be the team that will be the most likely to win teams by just going out there and playing their game.
Just continuity.
Yes, yes.
Continuity.
Because they're more together, let's say, than the Lakers and the Clippers than the Warriors right now.
Yeah, and even a team like the Rockets.
Exactly.
Even a team like even Portland, although Portland has McCollum and Lillard.
Right.
But they are very different in other areas. Now, they think they're better. They've improved.
Portland does?
Yeah, I think Portland believes they've improved.
I don't know why. Because of Whiteside?
Yeah, and he
to me is not.
And because they've gone away now from the Harkless Aminu.
Yeah.
Because we would always say, Harkless and Aminu, they're nice players, but if they're bench players.
I know, but you know what? Now I'm looking at Harkless on the Clippers, and I'm like, that's not a bad fit.
No, that's a great fit. I mean, look, you know the Warriors would love to have Mo Harkless right now.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that.
You know, I don't know about Aminu, but the Warriors would love to have Mo Harkless.
Yeah.
They could athletic, shoot from the outside a little bit, active. Like, those are the kind of guys that the Warriors are going to probably need to figure out a way to either develop or get on this roster.
Who's the most athletic player on the Warriors? Is it Willie Cauley-Stein?
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, I'm looking at Glenn Robinson III.
Okay.
And Glenn Robinson III did win a dunk contest.
Well, you know what? I hadn't remembered that. I usually check out All-Star Weekend.
I wouldn't remember it if I hadn't been there. And
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't remember it if I hadn't been there. I think it was he won in New Orleans. I think a couple of years back. I've kind of taken a little liking to Glenn Robinson and Glenn Robinson III.
Tell him why.
Because we share a birthday.
Oh, nice.
We share a birthday.
Do you share a year?
We do not share a year. Glenn Robinson's a little. He's got me by a decade or so. But Glenn Robinson, January 8th. It was irony because I was telling you this about before the show. It's weird for me because I always wore 22.
Okay.
Right? The jersey number 22 when I was playing. And you got Glenn Robinson III who's got the same birthday, and he's wearing 22. I'm like, what's going on here?
I
went with 18.
I mean, he's going to have a chance to play. He may start.
Without a doubt.
Do you think he's the front runner?
I think McKinney's probably the front runner,
okay,
just because he's the incumbent. You want to get back to Gene? Let's get to Gene
for sure.
In Oakland here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. I hope this is better.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, the good news, we don't have to worry about complacency anymore.
True.
And this let KD do it offense, you know, that could hurt us. I think it hurt us as much as it helped us sometimes. So we don't have to worry about that either. But clearly, these guys are going to struggle early on. You know, they're a new team. They got to get used to each other. Of course, they don't have Clay. You know, so if they're under 500, even after 40 games or so, I'm not terribly concerned as long as they're within striking distance of 500. Then after 3 or 4 months, hopefully Clay comes back, this team starts to gel, and if that's the case, which I'm hoping it is, you know, I think they very well could be the sixth, somewhere between the sixth and eighth seed, and beyond that, who knows?
Yeah, I'm on the same page as Eugene, pretty much. I think the goal is to kind of hang in there and see where we're at with Clay in January, February.
I'm going to draw a line though, and you may not agree with this, but I'm going to you can't get under 500. Like that's
well, it depends. It depends on how it looks like it's going to shake.
Even
out.
28 and 32, I'm like, no, like you can't.
Well, you've already clearly then put a number on what you think the number 8 seed is going to get. So you've already assumed
roughly 45.
West is good. Okay.
Roughly 45, maybe more, maybe less. I know everybody assumes it's going to be more. I don't
Well, if it's 46 and you're 28 and 32,
yeah,
you're done.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to do something unrealistic.
So I don't think the Warriors need to keep it. They need to keep there's a major difference in my mind between, let's say, after 60 games being 31 and 29 and being 28 and 32. Like that's right there is the difference between, in my mind, going for it and not going for it. Even though it's a 3-game difference.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
Like, I don't. This
because you got to start doing the math. If you're 28 and 32 and you need to get to 46. 18 and what? You got to go 18.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3. It's
10, something like
it's
that.
It's a difference between, yeah, it's a difference between, you know, can you get away with, you know, going 15 and 13 or something like that and, you know, or going, you know, 17, you know, whatever. We could sit there and do the math, but you can't, like, if I'm a Warriors fan, I don't want to see this team 10 and 15.
No.
I want to see them 13 and 12.
No.
And I think there's a big difference just in that. Just in the look of it and having the belief be that you're in it.
Former Los Angeles Laker Michael Thompson has just tweeted that he can't wait to case the chase tonight. He wants to case the chase.
That's
center.
Great.
Michael Thompson, the former Los Angeles Laker and Clay Thompson's father. Very good follow on Twitter.
Did you see Clay, I guess, took a boat over here?
Yeah, I did.
The other day?
I did see that. But where'd he live? Emeryville or Oakland Hill somewhere?
Yeah.
And now he's moving into the city?
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing. I mean, just off the top of my head, I mean, Kerr's moved into the city. Bob Myers moved into the city. Steph moved down to the peninsula closer here. Clay's moved here. I think Draymond's now in the city. So it's
I remember
not just
him and his fiance were talking. He was on the tour that I was on back in March. And him and his fiance were both on the tour. And they were kind of just
like, what are we
joking, like talking about options.
Right.
Is it a house? Is it a condo? Is it, you know, was it something close? They were kind of, you know, they were going through that process.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of what made the most sense, which, you know, I found to be interesting, but it is a whole new, and Draymond said it that day, actually. He was kind of up on a podium before we did the tour, and he kind of said, this is a whole new thing.
Right.
You know, new dentist, new whatever, new, you know, just all those little things that are, you know.
That's what Kerr said the other day. You know, I got to figure out where I'm getting my coffee, you know, that kind of
thing. I figured that out.
Did you?
I figured that out this morning. We'll walk.
Okay.
There's places around here to get coffee, though, which is good. That dunk contest, by the way, a couple years ago in New Orleans, Glenn Robinson III.
Who was he? What team was he on?
He was on the Pacers.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2017. So that was one of the ones
teams
I was
he
at.
Been on now? Four?
It was on Detroit last year. And he said Detroit just didn't work. Didn't work out for him. Let's get to Rob in Oakland. Rob, you're on 95.7 The Game. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good. Two of my favorite NBA analysts on the game. You know, I'm actually excited about this upcoming season. I'm actually a little more excited, which is strange to say, than the previous season because of the unknown. But I want to get you guys' take, because I've always liked Amari Spellman. And I understand he's lost in weight. I liked him when he was in Atlanta. I like his low block move. I think he can hit a little bit from the outside. And then you've already hit on Glenn Robinson III. I think he's Big Dog's son, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But I
want
to get a take on that.
Yeah, no, that he is Big Dog's son. Appreciate
Listen,
the call.
As it relates to Spellman.
Well, they could use, I mean, honestly, no, this, well, no slight to Glenn Robinson III, but the Warriors could actually use somebody like
Pops.
Like his dad.
Oh, yeah.
They could just fill it
up. Oh, God. No doubt.
Like, you could just give it to him and go.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, Amari Spellman, I watched Atlanta play a lot last year, and the more he plays, probably it's an indication that maybe things aren't perfect.
He's an interesting personality, though.
Yeah, he's got to keep the weight under control. He's had a weight problem in his short
career.
He's
lost 40 pounds.
Yeah, he has.
In like 3 months. I think there's a concern that he might put 20 back on between now and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, he is a stretch five, so he can make, he's not bad at taking that straight away three-pointer, but he's undersized in a big way. He's not kept himself in shape in his short career. And the reality is he shouldn't play in front of Willie Cauley-Stein at five.
Right.
He probably shouldn't play in front of Kevon Looney at five. And if there is a game you got to win, he's not going to play five instead of Draymond Green. So the point is if Spellman's playing a lot, chances are something's not going right. Or I guess on the bright side, maybe he's just come out on fire and it's like, wow, this guy's much better than we thought. I find it hard to believe. You know, it was an interesting trade, actually, when you think about it, because he traded Damian Jones for Spellman and traded him to Atlanta.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it for both.
Yeah,
teams, actually,
and that's basically the point. Is you know, Spellman,
he's got a little something to prove, though. I think one in terms of the weight, two in terms of the fact that Atlanta was like, you know what, we're done.
Yeah.
With you, and he's even acknowledged that, like, hey, I got traded. Like, he's acknowledged that a couple times, like, I got to shape up a little bit because they sent me packing after they spent what a late first round
right.
pick on him, right?
And, yeah, and quietly, the Warriors feeling the same way about Damian Jones, really.
Well, you need more than he could. Like, you need somebody. Like, if you're just look at those two as, you know, what do the Hawks maybe need from that spot
right.
versus what do the Warriors need? The Warriors need somebody that can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
I think from that, if
they
it's going to be your third or your fourth center.
Yeah.
You know, just the ability to score a little bit, I think, is more valuable than anything at that point.
Yeah. I mean, let's not make Amari Spellman into an incredible offensive player, but he can.
But he can knock down some shots. Yeah, but
he's a better offensive player than Damian Jones.
Correct.
Yeah, no doubt.
And a guy that fits,
but
I think, with what the Warriors, you know.
But you can't throw an alley-oop to him.
No, you cannot. No, that's absolutely true.
But you know what? I don't know how Spellman rebounds overall, but I'm sure he's a better rebounder than Damian Jones.
Who's he going to defend? Like, that's the other thing. I mean, and look, the Warriors are in a they're in a different position this year with, you know, even if you find a good offensive group, you know, how do you match up defensively? There's also one thing I want to get into. Maybe we'll hold this over. The structure of the Warriors coaching staff is very different than it's been. And, you know, Ron Adams, who's been the defensive coordinator, who's been, you know, a right-hand man for Steve Kerr, he's got a different role. He's still around, but not going to be maybe traveling as much. And, you know, Steve Kerr's kind of handed the defensive coordinator reins over to Jaren Collins.
Hmm. Yeah, that'll be an adjustment.
And so that's going to be, I think, really different. And, you know, how much involvement, you know, Ron Adams maybe more in the player development side of things
right.
now, which is a good thing. But you take a little there as far as from the overall defensive imprint, and maybe there's a belief that there needed to be a new voice, little bit for this year, or maybe
Adams
wasn't going to be able to handle
right.
maybe them struggling as much
exactly.
as they might.
Or that Adams was used to coaching a team that where he just had to tinker a little, not institute a whole new scheme because the team's so different. I mean, if if you're the defensive guy for the Warriors last year and you're the defensive guy this year, I mean, that's a totally different job almost.
It is. You know? You're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You really are. Without Clay, without Iguodala, without Sean Livingston, you're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
It's an entirely new backcourt, an entirely new three-man, an entirely new center. I mean, you're starting from scratch. You focus on the offensive side of it, but the defensive side of it is in play as well. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. JD and Steiny, we are out here at the Warriors Shop at Thrive City on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Rolling along here on a Saturday from Chase Center, the Warriors Shop at Thrive City. People are starting to file in here to the Warriors Shop. Man, this place, I keep looking around at all the merchandise, all the shirts, all the hats, all the jerseys, and just the banners and the artwork on the wall. I mean, it's just it really is tremendous. This is the flagship store now out here at Chase Center and more specifically Thrive City, where it'd be a lot of this would be a high traffic area,
no doubt. Two levels to the flagship store, and so much not only merchandise but merchandise you can personalize. You can make your own jerseys with your name on the back, or you just get the simple Curry jersey. There's a lot going on here, and Hooptopia apparently will be open next week.
What is that all about?
It's an interactive entertainment type of center, mostly for kids, but adults can enjoy themselves too. The big centerpiece is a dunk machine, essentially, where it's a contraption they'll put you in on, and you can dunk from the foul line, kind of like Jordan did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You'll run, and then you'll jump at the foul line, and it kind of elevates you. And then puts you over the rim,
now
and you can dunk it.
That would be fun.
Yeah. There's a video of Zaza Pachulia doing it. They did it for a little PR, and after he got done with the dunk, he said something like, "Now I'm leading you, Clay, 1-0," because you know they had the dunk contest.
Yeah, that's good.
Where who would have most? So, yes.
I like that. So I would love to do that. Now, there is one member of our 95.7 staff that wouldn't need that, and of course it's Guru. Guru can dunk from the foul line.
You know what's funny? How about this for coincidental? Yesterday, for some reason, I just said, "Goo, you could dunk, right, in your prime?"
Oh.
And he goes, he said he could, which I still like.
I would say yes.
Yeah,
I would actually say yes to that.
I would say yes, too, but I'd still like to see it.
Go back and see the tape.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But one of your things is you want to go back and actually watch, like, film of, like,
yes,
old high school games. Like,
I would love to see,
like, you would
Guru
love to
in
go,
high school.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
To really dissect that thing. But anyway, he said he can't dunk anymore, but...
I mean, I would hope not. I mean, I would think
you
not.
You know, he doesn't like to give in on that stuff, though, you know. I mean, he still thinks he could score off Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to keep Guru in check once in a while.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. What are your expectations for the Warriors this year? As it's all going to start tonight, really. I mean, the first preseason game, and expect to see Stephen Curry and Draymond Green playing, and LeBron and Anthony Davis are supposed to be playing tonight, which, I mean, that actually surprised me. I mean, we don't see those two play half the regular season games when they take on the Warriors. And how about the two teams playing four times against each other? That's a little strange.
That is kind of weird, but I do think there's no reason to travel more than an hour and a half by plane in the preseason. You know, it's funny, we were talking about this the other day, too. When I was covering the Warriors back in the early 2000s, the exhibition season, they used to, for example, they'd play the Seattle Supersonics, but the game would be in Spokane. Or they played one year the Denver Nuggets, and the game was in Billings, Montana. And it was a way for them to kind of grow the game in these sites that were outside professional cities. But, you know, it's a long way from the Bay Area to Billings, Montana, especially for a preseason game, and then they change that to make it basically more convenient for everybody, which I think makes sense.
Yeah, I remember in my years covering the Kings, there were games in Reno.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to say there was one in Stockton.
San Diego, I know, for the Warriors. They obviously would play some games in Hawaii when they went down there to train. I'm trying to think of some of the other places I went. Reno.
Yeah, how many years did they do Hawaii?
They did it about five, maybe. Maybe skipped a year. One year they went to San Luis Obispo.
Now you was when you were covering the team?
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So did you get to go to Hawaii
all those
years? Because you were one of the main guys.
For about 5 days to a week. You know, it's fun, and I'm not going to say it was lousy.
You're like, yeah, I was lousy because I was working.
I'm not going to say that, but it isn't like you're waking up and, you know, drinking Mai Tais at 11 in the morning and laying on the beach all day. I mean, you got to wait till 2 usually until you start drinking the Mai Tais when you're covering a practice. So, you know, it was a grind. It was a grind.
Let's get to Khaled. Khaled and Clayton. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Going on, gentlemen.
Happy Khaled.
Day over at Chase. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, man. Another year.
You know, another year. Steiny, I don't know if I'll see you there tonight. I don't know if I'll have access to be able to where you guys are at, you know. But, you know, I'm really excited about this season. I have to tell you, I'm more excited about this season than I was last season because this season is one where I have no clue what's going to happen.
Right.
And the last couple of seasons, there was expectations that they just had to win. And you know, it's everyone just kind of chalked them up for the championship the last couple of seasons, barring major injuries. Last year there were. But it just was kind of like, oh, ho-hum, let's get through the regular season and get to the playoffs. Now, are they going to make the playoffs?
Right.
They will, but I don't know. You know, can they make it to the championship? I don't believe so, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't really know what to expect from this team, and it's the first time in a little bit that I'm anxious and excited to see what's going to happen. And it's, you know, it's different. It's different for the players. It's different for you guys that are covering the team. It's different for us season ticket holders. And you know what? It's a good kind of different because it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Khaled, and I'll take it a step further, too. The thing I think that we're going to learn this year is this year going to be a springboard to basically, and I don't want to say getting back because I don't know that they're not there right now, or at least when Clay comes back, but at the end of this year, are we going to be saying, okay, all right, they're going to be better next year, or at the end of this year, are we saying, we're in a little trouble.
Well, see, I think even if it would go down the road this year, then you're looking at, well, you still have Curry, you still have Clay, you still have Draymond, you have D'Angelo Russell either as a piece to play with on your team or as a trade piece. Mm-hmm. You still have a trade exception from the Iguodala trade that you could use to bring in maybe an expensive role player. And at that point, if it's not make the playoffs, you have a lottery pick.
That's true.
So I actually think regardless of if this season completely were to go off the rails, and I'm not saying I expect that, but if it happened, I actually think it would only be an added benefit to the 2021 season.
I think at that point, let's say we get into February and we're saying, they're not going to make the playoffs. Well, maybe that's when you do whatever's best with Clay. No doubt about it. You do whatever's best with Clay. And then you look for one of the young players to emerge. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, of your young players, who's going to be the best of your young players, your new players, or your rookie players? Is it going to be, at the end of this year, are we going to be saying, hey, Jordan Poole's going to be a player? You know, you hope so, certainly. Or at the end of the year, are we going to say, hey, Jacob Evans got better? He's a piece, okay? He's a rotation piece. We don't know that yet. By the end of this year, hopefully you learn that. So, you know, there's so much to learn yet about what's going to happen with this team. And it's going to take all year to figure it out.
Let's go to Chris in San Leandro. Chris, you are up on 95.7 The Game. You're on Warriors This Week with JD and Steiny. Hey, Chris.
What's up, fellas? I just have two questions for you guys. One, do you think we're not giving this core enough credit that they're going to actually make the playoffs, like Steph, Dre, and D'Angelo, and while waiting for Clay? And the second one is,
which one from the team from last year, which young player like Jacob Evans, Kevon Looney, and Damian Lee, who do you think is going to take a step forward this year?
I think the last part, the answer to the last part is Looney. I think Looney's a guy we're going to say, wow, he could score a little bit now. Hmm. He does a lot of the little things. I wouldn't be surprised if healthy Looney plays 30 minutes a game.
I'm just going to say Jacob Evans is because he's going to be a player who he's going to get minutes every single night. I don't know how many minutes he's going to get, but as a second year player, he's going to get an opportunity. So I'm thinking a player like him could take the jump. And obviously Jordan Poole is a rookie. I want to see how much he can do this early in his career. The other part, I believe, was are we not giving the core enough credit that they're going to make the playoffs? And I know – and I could tell he specifically left Clay out,
yeah, which is fair.
Is the point. D'Angelo Russell, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, that's the core. With these guys around him, are we slighting them by saying it's not a guaranteed playoff team?
No, because I think you have to assume that Curry and Draymond alone are worth 48-50 wins, if you're going to say that, or close to that.
Oh, I see what you're
because
saying.
Because D'Angelo Russell, D'Angelo Russell's a very good player.
Okay.
But you can't count D'Angelo Russell as part of a core that's done anything because you haven't seen it yet.
Right.
So
right.
I can't. Now, if it was Curry and Clay and Draymond, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. They'll definitely win 48-50. And they'll make it, and then you'll see where they stack up, and nobody's going to want to play them. Like, that's a fair question.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sign of disrespect or disrespecting the core if you're not assuming the Warriors are going to make the playoffs. I really don't, because I think, look, if the Warriors make the playoffs this year, let's really look at what's going to have to happen. Well, Curry and Draymond are going to have good years, right? Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to be mostly healthy. I think we can all agree on that. I think Klay Thompson, under this scenario, would have to come back for the last 20-25 games and give him a little bit of a push. But if some things start to not go right, you know, Curry feels a little twitch in his knee and he's going down to L.A. to get it looked at and misses 3 to 5 games, and then they're like, you know, let's hold him out for 2 weeks. They don't have the margin for error that they have in the past. And you said it earlier, and it's another thing that's hitting home with me. You've lost Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. So you're going to be worse offensively, and you're going to be worse defensively. You won 58 games last year.
And Iguodala defensively.
No doubt, yes. So how much?
And offensively. I mean, Iguodala.
I know.
You discount Iguodala's offense, but how many big shots did Iguodala make? And how much was he a contributor to just the ball movement and the overall flow? I think he was a big contributor to that. He was a point guard in
no
a lot
doubt.
Of ways.
No doubt. And so, you know, if they were 58 wins last year, how many wins have they shaved off because they're not as good? 10? Okay, well, that gives them 48. They're fine then. They're in. If it's more than that, you know, then it's going to be a dogfight to make it into the postseason. But it's all out there right now, and that's the thing. I mean, last year, I mean, what were we talking about last year at this time?
Is Durant going to leave or not?
It's true. It's true.
Is this the last year of the run? This week last year, and granted, they actually started a week earlier, so they were already a couple of games in.
Right.
I think a year ago today was actually the game they played up in Seattle when Durant went back there, and that was on a Friday night, and it was already the second week of training camp, basically, because the season was going to start so early. I think it started the 16th. So we're a week later than that this year. And the big question was, what's Durant going to do?
And that's kind of the point. There was never talk about, are they going to make the playoffs?
No.
It was like, they're going to the finals. They're probably going to win it. And everything else was just kind of noise.
Is the noise going to prevent them from getting back to the finals?
True.
or you know, having a three-peat.
Here's another thing I was thinking about.
Can anybody beat him?
With, especially as it relates to Draymond and his personality. There's no doubt that they're all coming to terms with the fact that things are going to be different this year. Patience is going to have to be used. And you know, Draymond Green's going to find himself on the court with younger players this year. And so is Steph Curry. So they're going to have to make an adjustment in terms of how they deal with their teammates. And, you know, it's easy to say, you know, I know it's very easy for a Draymond to say, you know, I got to be a little different this year when I talk to the younger players. But when you're in the heat of it and you're losing, if you are losing, it gets really hard to not become frustrated, especially if you've won three titles in 5 years and you're just used to. So I really do think that's another thing. I think Curry and Draymond, they're going into the season with the best intentions. They're trying to convince themselves, look, it's going to be different. You're going to need to it's going to be different. But when it actually is different, that makes it a little bit harder, especially if you're in the throes of you know, a frustrating stretch or losing some games you didn't think you should lose.
Well, there's going to be a level of patience that's going to need to be there.
Yeah, and can Draymond Green be patient? And I'm dead serious.
But I think he can.
Right.
Just because he's smart enough to know. Like, he is, like, you know, a lot of times I think players, they get tunnel vision and they're thinking about winning that game or what they have to do that day specifically. I think Draymond Green's smart enough to look at it kind of like we look at it in the media a little bit and say, this isn't what it's been. I'm going to have to be a little bit different.
Yes, I agree. But it's the middle of January, and you're playing at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and you're struggling, and you can't believe you're losing to them, and Jacob Evans misses an assignment. You know, it's easier said than done to be patient at that time. I'm not saying the guy's going to be a volcano, but it's going to present challenges. It's going to present challenges to everybody that are different. Steve Kerr. I mean, Steve Kerr's going to have to fight himself, I think, this year a lot of times to make sure he doesn't overplay guys just to win a game in December.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Hour number four now. John Dickinson and Matt Steinmetz, Warriors This Week. We're flying along here on a Saturday morning until 1 o'clock out here at the Chase Center Warriors Shop at Thrive City. Stop by, say hi. We're out here for another hour, and then the ball game is inching closer now, just under 5 hours from the first basketball game inside Chase Center, which is something that I think a lot of Warriors fans would have thought never would have had the potential to happen.
Yeah,
years ago.
It is not easy to get something built in this city. And, you know, I go back to when Chris Cohan owned the team in the mid-90s, and I got Tim Jordan with him. He may remember this. Where's the Mint in San Francisco? Or the post office? Weren't they thinking of building something at the old post office on Upper Market?
Right.
Something like that? Tim doesn't want to talk more than that. But, yeah, so they were, like, there were about two or three sites that they talked about, and it eventually ended here. And, you know, as far as the venue goes, this is pretty sweet.
Let's get to Frank in San Leandro. Frank is next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, not much. You know, I was talking about you, listening to you guys talk about the Warriors season this year, and I think it's going to be way more exciting than the last couple. I mean, just the fact that, you know, there's not going to be the thought of, oh, we're winning everything, we're going to the playoffs. I think every game is going to be great. I think we're going to be glued to the TV or at the stadium. I'm sorry, at the Coliseum. I just think this year is going to be the best year because the expectation is lower. And it's just going to show who the true fans are.
You know what? I think that's a theme. And I think you're right. And I do think there's something about people who have been longtime fans of the Warriors. They're the ones who are really excited.
You want to weed out those that aren't the real ones?
You know what? This may be the year that the weeding out happens just because it's going to happen. But I listen, if you follow this team for a while, this is an exciting season. If you just want this team to win 80, 70 games every year, you know, then no, this isn't the this isn't going to be the season for you. But
this team has gone from – the one thing I think we can all agree on is this team has gone from a team that nightly will put on a show
right.
to a team that's nightly now just going to have to fight to win games.
Right.
Now, they're capable of it, certainly, and there aren't going to be nights where they put on – I mean, Stephen Curry's still one of the greatest shows going, period.
Right.
And D'Angelo Russell's pretty talented as well. But – the Warriors have gone from putting on a show, how many are they going to win by, are they going to be engaged tonight, to they got to play well to win tonight.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And there's something to the basketball fan, the basketball purist, that finds that a little bit more engaging.
No doubt. I mean, there are going to be games this year where the Warriors are going to play hard and lose, but play pretty well and lose. And in a crazy kind of way, it's going to be more satisfying than a game last year, 2 years ago, where they basically threw their unis out on the floor and just won a game because they were more talented than everybody else, not necessarily because they played a super game.
Look at game six of the finals. I mean, and I know it's a different thing, but look, the way that that team went out in game six, the way that they fought with all the injuries and then Klay Thompson going down and still having it be a game in that fourth quarter. I mean, the way that the Warriors went out was, in some ways, you know, more admirable than the way they had won their championships.
Well, and the way they went out...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.